point marks the start of the path of the 10 sacred shrines of Palo del Colle, right beneath the proud and solemn gaze of St. Michael Archangel. Not just a saint, but a celestial warrior, tireless defender of good remaining faithful to God when the world trembled in uncertainty. This shrine is different to all the others. It is the only one to depict a saint, and it is also the only one placed above street level, as if the archangel was protecting the journeys of worshippers and travellers alike. The painting which adorns the shrine dates back to 1800. It is painted on a rare and precious copper background and is intact, as if untouched by time. The artist is unknown, but the painting speaks for itself in a clear and ancient language. Light reflects on the metal and illuminates every detail of St. Michael: his wings, the shield held in the left hand, the sword raised in his right, while he confronts Lucifer in the flames of hell. This powerful scene does not only tell the story of good against evil, but it embodies the unshakable faith of a people. Because in Palo del Colle, the devotion to St. Michael is more than religion. It is an identity. It is rooted in the heart of the community, passed on and renewed from generation to generation, taking shape in rites, words, and journeys. Every year in the month of May, something extraordinary used to happen. It was the moment of the pilgrimage to the sanctuary of Monte Sant'Angelo in the Gargano area in the province of Foggia. The journey was long and tiring and full of uncertainties, but nothing would stop the devotees. They would set off with what they had: carts pulled by animals, old bicycles, trucks full of people. And they would face impervious paths, dust and exhaustion, pushing on with the invisible but powerful force of faith. That pilgrimage was not just a physical journey, but a ritual of purification, faith and belonging. An act of love for a figure who protected and guided them. A way of thanking, of feeling part of something important. On the return journey, the community gathered in the church of San Rocco, where the celebrations continued with prayers, singing, and embraces. The devotees celebrated the end of the journey, but also the strength of their shared faith. Under the arch of Vico II della Minerva, that tall and silent shrine continues to tell the story. A story of devotion, courage, and light, which resists the passing of time and accompanies every step.